Mr. Ira Weintraub live on location at the site of Jim Harbaugh's golf outing. Be chatting with most of the coaches, several of the other guests, including some former players like Jared Iron said he's going to stop by. Deion Johnson's going to stop by. Number of former guys going to jump on the air with us in addition to, like I said, the coaches and an opportunity for the football program to connect with a lot of former guys that are coming back. So that's part of this golf outing. Another is for it to be able to connect with many of the donors who help sustain them in a time of, you know, tightening the belt strap. You know, everyone had to tighten up except for Mark Emmert and his guys. You know, salaries at the Big Ten level, salaries at Michigan certainly were slashed. Staff was slashed. And yet they were lucky compared to some other schools that the budget shortfall was only $63 million. I'm not saying only like $63 million is this small figure, but percentage-wise compared to what some other schools had to deal with, Michigan was able to, you know, weather the storm much better than a lot of other places because of the generosity of a lot of the donors that are going to be out here today.
Yeah, it's going to take a few years to really, you know, get completely back on track. But the donors that said, you know, this $100,000 donation or this $1 million, whatever the different numbers are, and a lot of them, they all add up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those donors said, nope, that donation that you said I could push to next year if I wanted to, I'm going to leave it for this year. I want to help you sustain. Because we've talked about it, a lot of furloughs. There were layoffs. There were reductions in in salaries. There were different changes, and those will slowly come back up. But there were hiring freezes, and all those things happened. It was a very real, you know, as we've said many times, everybody felt the pandemic over the last 15 plus months. Intercollegiate athletics, outside of Mark Emmert and his cronies, are the only exceptions to that, to where it didn't impact them. Right, everybody else has been hit hard, and it's nice. It's gonna be nice to see the collection of these people coming out and, you know, because it's today, I know, you know, a little bit of the disappointment in the weather effects of the event itself, but the camaraderie of today and the excitement of football season being right around the corner, those are the things that I'm looking forward to most, because it's just started, you know, it's right around the corner. We did the countdown. We're 40 days to the start of the season. They're way less than that to the start of fall camp. Uh-huh. And they're ready to go out there. They're ready to right the wrongs from last year, you know, and we're ready to hear what they have to say about how things are progressing to get to that point. Like we just heard from Josh Ross. And I know there's one in particular comment that he made that just stands out, because the way he said it, I think in particular, they said, who do you think is going to be, who should we be looking for this year? And he goes,
Mozzie Smith.
And the way he said it, it catches
right.
your attention.
So if you pay attention to this show, which you listen to us, I'm sure you do. You might recall us talking about during spring ball or coming out of spring ball, me saying the word out of spring ball was that Chris Hinton is no longer ahead of Mozzie Smith. You know, as you look at the, you know, say that nose depth chart heading into fall camp, that it's not this clear cut thing where Chris Hinton or Donovan Jeter are ahead of Mozzie Smith. And ideally, I mean, those guys would be nose tackles out of necessity, not because that's their position.
You're going to play all three of them next to each other. Yeah.
Exactly. Ideally, that's how it worked. But heading into things with this new staff, you're thinking, you know, your most experienced guys and your biggest guys, the combination of the two, you know, the intersection of those two factors, Chris Hinton and Donovan Jeter. But Mozzie Smith is the prototype. Mozzie Smith is, you know, if you look back at his journey at Michigan, heralded recruit out of East Kentwood. I said, Ira, take a look at their weight room, right? I mean, he was a guy who got a lot. He super strong. They talked about his stamina being something that he had to, his stamina and motor, something he had to get more consistent. He was able to get that as his high school career progressed. But as an early enrollee, getting ready to be an early enrollee at Michigan, he was a guy who got big. He had in his mind he had to get bigger. And the speed with which he added that weight wasn't ideal. Wasn't good weight. It made it so where, you know, his timeline, even as an early enrollee, was set back.
Yeah, it was not functional weight. It was
right.
The opposite, yeah.
Right. So it didn't work for him. He spent some time leaning down that that getting that motor back together where they wanted it. And that's been a part of his journey. Conditioning has been a part of his journey during the early part of his career, and where they want guys to play it size-wise. But now, with what they want from there, they want bigger guys up front, especially in the middle. So Mozzie at his natural weight, and I'm guessing, I haven't even looked at the roster to say this, but I'm guessing they want him at around 320, 325, which is a comfortable weight for him. Super strong. You know, if he can play with that motor that they want, he's a guy that you could be very, very versatile with. If you want to two-gap him, he can certainly do that. He can occupy a blocker or two, keeping him off those linebackers. And, you know, whether he can transition into being a guy who can also give them a little pressure remains to be seen. But most importantly, do they have guys up front that can hold point at the line of scrimmage? That is my biggest concern about this defense, not just the defensive line, the defense, not pass rush, not corners. Can they hold up front? Especially in the litmus test game for me, the gauge, if you will be how well do they hold up against Washington? Because Washington, I think, will be the biggest, most physical, even bigger than Wisconsin, I think, that Washington line will be. So how they fare in that contest will go a long way towards determining my outlook for the season. And so we'll see. But Mozzie Smith is a big part of that. And can Mozzie carry the spring over to the fall? We don't know. He had a good spring. Can he be consistent with that in the fall? And we'll see if the talk that they uttered out of the spring can carry over to production, not only in fall camp, but during the season.
This is the part that I always, when people ask me questions, and I always say, I can squint and just kind of see what it's supposed to look like, right? I can just kind of get that glimmer of, and that's those three guys playing next to each other up front. And then who you have to spell them because they need depth behind them is to me, the bigger question. They obviously have to prove that they can do what I can squint and see the potential in them doing. But that's been my thing, and it's going to remain my biggest question. And I'm looking forward to hearing what the coaches have to say today, because we kind of know who the first three guys should be. Tell us about the next three and the next three after that as well. Like if there are, you know, and at different positions, whatever the depth numbers are, because we can kind of squint and see that starting 11 or kind of the formations of it as it kind of comes together and how good it'll be. That, you know, that's a question. Again, that remains to be seen. We can kind of see it coming together. I want to see what's behind it too. How good can that 11 be, but also what's behind it too, as they try to build that depth and build up that that roster on the defensive side. And I'm looking, hearing what those coaches have to say about it when we get to talk to them a little bit later on.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side. We'll get to a swift recruiting roundup. The focus, Walter Nolan, the number one defensive tackle in the country, in my opinion, the number one player in the country, and the latest developments with him. We'll get to that. We'll return here on the Michigan Insider, live on location, the site of Jim Harbaugh's golf outing. Get to the recruiting ground up when we return here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.